now open the Wednesday, March 3rd Communications Committee meeting. Any members of the public are welcome to and encouraged to speak for 3 minutes about any items that are not listed on the agenda.
Roll call.
And then we're going to do roll call.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect that all members are present.
Okay, and now, public, you're welcome to make any comments. Do we have anyone from the public on the line? Okay, we'll go on to C, draft minutes to be approved. Did you see any issues with the last minutes?
I motion that the minutes are approved.
I second. Now, D, presentations and communications update.
No update.
No update. Discussion items. Discussion regarding the chair and the vice chair.
Okay, so is there a motion to...
Yeah, I'll make the motion that Caroline becomes the chair. And I will motion that I am the vice chair.
I second that motion.
Then that would make you both an agreement.
That would.
Next on the agenda is there any public comments? No comments from the public. We'll go on to discussion item two, discussion regarding the message, the electronic message board.
Yes, good afternoon. Staff was asked to bring to the Communications Committee a second look at the message board policy that's been in effect since 2019 when we first established the message board. Staff has reviewed the message board policy, which appears to be fairly tight, but staff was also asked to consider adding another user accepted user to the message board, and that being schools. And so staff looked into it and met with legal. There are a variety of issues by bringing on another entity and allowing that entity to use the message board that can create issues for the district down the road. And I'll turn that over to legal at this point to explain those risks associated with adding an entity such as public schools or schools in general to the policy. Andy?
Hi, thank you, Mike. So as Mike was indicating, I think we at Town of Discovery Bay, we are a government. And part of being a government, we're subject to the laws of the this land, and one of those laws is that freedom of speech law. And so that it basically says that no government shall make a law that infringes upon speech. We might think of the CSD as not going to apply to us necessarily, but here we have a pretty good example of that. So in allowing the in having the signboard and the way that the town is using it, the town's basically using it as what's called a non-public forum. Not every single organization can walk into Town Discovery Bay and ask for a message to be placed on that message board. So in effect, what that means is we kind of control the messaging. So we can control to a certain degree, but once we start allowing people in, we can't necessarily control what those people are going to say to to the extent that we maybe would want to as the town. So there are ways to define that speech. But it's going to be technically, understanding what it is that you as directors are looking for with regard to this school. With the school, allowing the school to to place messages on the town's message board. Are we looking at, allowing the town message board to be used for every single thing that the school would like? Is it specific items in particular? If we understand that there's maybe a little bit of, we can define this in a way that we could have it would be a constitutionally, sound or, at least, defensible position, and it'd be a regulation that wouldn't be that wouldn't be, you know, void on its face. So I guess my question, and answering that question, I have a question, which is, what exactly would we like the school to communicate? Is it everything, or is it something?
Something. And Mike, this is, Mike and I have discussed this, but you might have some other points. But my thoughts were events or performances, such as a band concert or a play, that is open to the public. Not events of, you know, it's back to school night or finals is next week, nothing like that. It on our policy, we talked about the message board may be used to promote events that are of broad benefit to Discovery Bay community, and that's where I think these events or performances that are open to the public would work.
Okay, so in doing that, we could probably craft something that would be able to get into that area of what you're looking for. What Mike's talking about, the risks being, in the event that the school would like to put on would like to have on our message board something that is, you know, maybe a little bit in the gray area, or, you know, just beyond the scope of what we intended, you know, we'd be at risk of what's called, you know, viewpoint discrimination, meaning that, you know, we're now regulating what they say. So in order for us to do this, we have to come up with a pretty clever way of distinguishing between a school board, you know, back to school night, and a play or a performance. And maybe the path there is that, you know, that the school has an economic motivation for the speech, meaning that they want to invite the public to the school to either attend the performance or event. If we're referring to a specific event, and we're advertising for that specific event, there, you know, we might be able to tailor something in that area, and I guess we'd work with staff to do that. But understanding that in doing so, the risks of allowing more people, you know, the more you open that door to that sign, the more we're putting the town in a position where people could come in and challenge. I just want to be entirely clear about that. I'm not saying it's not impossible. It doesn't come without risk.
No, it makes total sense, and I know I appreciate you're protecting us, but then having the flexibility that we could open this up just to the schools that are recognized on our website at this point in time, and keep pretty strict parameters on. Michael, what are your thoughts?
So, start with, I love the idea. Now, let me caveat that with, I'm concerned with what legal is saying.
Mm-hmm.
I think that I'm hearing a lot from legal, and I know this is how legal speaks, which is awesome. I'm hearing a lot of potentially, most likely, and we can probably. So I think we need to iron out the logistics of how it would be able to do it in a way that it would not open us up to challenges, because that's obviously expensive.
Yeah. Could this, can it be written, and so it's just as we're talking about here, so that it limits the gray area?
Well, one question is, how do you, or is it possible to define what entities are allowed in a legal way without opening yourself up to liability from people who are not allowed?
Yes. So the answer to your question is yes. And then to step back two steps, no sign regulation or policy is ever going to be an absolute. So please don't mistake my use of, you know, probably, likely as kind of not having a grasp as to how we get there. I just want you two to understand that as we develop this sign regulation, that sign regulation is one of these areas of the law where it's very much in development, and because it has to do with speech, it's a sticky issue. The only clear and where I can tell you with full confidence is allowing nobody but the town of Discovery Bay to put anything on there. From that point, we're not limiting speech because we are the speaker. When we allow people in is when, you know, there's going to be no perfect regulation as to, there's always going to be somebody that comes in with that crazy request to say, I'd like this, and say, oh, shoot, we didn't think of that. So as far as being able to craft this, I have a question in that. You said that the school districts or the schools that are on the town's website, would that be the schools that are actually located within the town of Discovery-based jurisdictional boundary? Is that what's on the website?
Yes, it's so a couple of the schools are not in Discovery Bay, but they serve Discovery Bay. That's where the...
So that's one of... So think of it like this. How can we define the schools without defining the schools? So one of the ways is to find ways that are distinctive. So public schools versus private schools. We can say public schools can and private schools can't. That's a clear distinction, and we can understand that. When we say public schools and public schools from, say, the Knightson School District, we can understand that the Knightson School District is that. Now, when we start parsing the Knightson School District, you know, to include schools that might be out of the jurisdictional boundary, so that kids from Discovery Bay still travel outside the boundary and go there, that's going to be a little more difficult because, you know, some kids might go to another school in Knightson. So those are the difficulties that we'd be working with, or the challenges. Nothing insurmountable, but just the challenges. I want you to understand the challenges we kind of move forward on this.
We have kids going to school in Brentwood. We have kids going to school in Walnut Creek. And so there's concerns about that. So if we're going to limit, my understanding is we can limit who can speak, but we can't limit
Correct. What
the speaker says. Once you invite that speaker into the public square, they can say whatever they want. That is what our research produced. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The only update I have to that is that we can probably characterize this as commercial speech, in that they would be able to advertise events, but then it's going to be a matter of just what you're saying. We can't tell them which events they can and can't. So it's going to be any event that they'd be able to, that they would like to advertise, meaning, you know, we don't want back to school night. Well, you know, back to school night is an event. It is an event that's a specific event that they have motivation for them to invite people to, and it's an advertisement for that. So those are kind of the sticky situations that we get into.
Can't we say events or performances that are open to the public? Because back to school night is not open to the public. It's open to the, you know, parents or guardians.
And that's a distinction. I mean, that is one of these things that we can come to. It's going to be a matter of interpretation as to, you know, what that means, open to the public, where, you know, I understand back to school nights, you know, for the kids and their families, and it's just, I'm just trying to think of, you know,
we can try to craft it in a way that addresses those issues, but there's other legal issues that Andy hasn't gotten into. The other legal issue is that if we can limit the schools by simply naming the schools in the policy itself. Mm-hmm. But does that not limit us then to a potential discrimination charge that we didn't name some homeschooling? Does it open us up to a discrimination charge because we do allow the Presbyterian school grades 1-6 to use our message board? And by the way, now we get into, well, sure, go ahead and let them use it. But once you invite the speaker in to eliminate the discrimination that could be posed by not allowing them in, you now allow that speaker to have whatever speech they want to have. And now we've allowed, you know, really secular, potentially secular speech to come in, which is a violation of what's allowable in government. So how do we deal with that?
Yeah, those are all things that would pop up. The more people that you allow in. So if we were to allow in the public schools, as Mike's indicating, we name the schools and we say for these events, it's going to get a work. The Presbyterian churches or the home school or the private school is going to drive into town and see that, hey, they're allowed to put things on the sign. I'd like to put something up as well. And then now we're going to have to explain that, well, our policy doesn't allow for that. And then that subjects our policy to scrutiny. And then once our policy is subjected to scrutiny, it just depends upon, how ambitious the other party is, if they want to challenge the constitutionality of that. And they probably got a fairly decent argument, like Mike is saying, that even in our choosing of different schools, are we viewpoint discrimination? Are we saying that we don't want viewpoints of private schools, but we want viewpoints of public schools? It's all these creative arguments that come up with that.
Oh, absolutely. Question for staff. What other private schools in Discovery Bay, those serve Discovery Bay, are you aware of in our immediate area, other than All God's Children?
I know there's homeschools that take place in Discovery Bay. I can't tell you where they are, but I don't know of any private schools.
Yeah, what homeschools have events open to the public?
Well, they can put one in their front yard. Just like selling lemonade. The thing is it opens the door to very clever challenges.
Yeah, I mean, we'd have to have, a real tight...
That's the thing. You could write this thing to death and they can try to do it.
Andy, what do you think at this point? Is this doable, or should we tell the schools sorry?
I don't think it's not doable. But I think in doing it is it's really the question as to the board. Is this something that is important to the board, and is it important enough that the board's willing to take that calculated risk of allowing that speech on there and opening up that door? Because once it opens, the only thing we can do is start shut the whole thing down. And I'm not certain that's what the intent here is.
And the other issue that staff has is this is quite a legal expense for Andy to go through all this and to draft this, and of course all that time spent in the research by that law firm. Andy, what bucket of money pays for this? Is it water? Is it wastewater?
That's kind of nebulous because of it's probably coming from the lighting and landscaping or the recreation zones, because the water and wastewater can probably be used to some degree, because we do message water and wastewater.
Well, it's water and wastewater sign. They paid for the sign. No other entity in town paid for the sign. It's all water and wastewater. So does water and wastewater pay to allow another speaker, for all this legal research, for allowing another speaker to come on the board? And then who pays for the litigation if it comes to litigation somewhere down the line? What bucket of money?
Those are great points. And the buckets of money would become very relevant at that point, because now we're talking about we're a community services district. And as a community services district, we can only use the money that we get from rates and the money that we get from assessment and the money that we get from fees in certain manners. We don't necessarily have a general fund. All of our money has to relate back to one of the powers that we have. And this power of communication or information is not really a power that a CSD necessarily has. So we'd be in some hot water trying to figure out how to finance.
How about a different angle? Is it, does the town have a community calendar that's kept up? I know I've seen a calendar, right? I did look for that.
No, because we can't. We do for our events,
right,
and events that we co-sponsor with, but we don't have staff time to pay. We don't know how to pay for staff time
to
do that, because it's not a power that we have. And he's talking about there is a power you can get approved through LAFCO, which is the power to communicate information. We don't have that power.
Got it. Okay.
Further discussion? What do you think, Michael?
I'm concerned about the legal aspects of it, for sure.
Of course.
And I'm concerned about the potential cost for the drafting of the policy that we may find is not able to be used in a way that we feel like is securable. I would personally like to see us kind of go back to the drawing board and try to think of another creative way that we could help facilitate the communication, because it seems like a pretty big hole. Mm-hmm. It sounds like, and please correct me if I'm wrong, so is legal's recommendation that this is something that, I know you won't say yes or no, but would it be legal's recommendation that this is something that would be worth pursuing? I don't even know how to form this question. I'm looking for a general recommendation. I think I have the recommendation of the staff saying that it's something the staff does not recommend.
If staff doesn't recommend this for the reasons that I said,
right.
and what legal is telling you,
right.
I believe, is two things, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, Andy. So you're saying everything it can be done, but what can be done in this carries a higher degree of risk than, you know, normal routine things that we can really write in a way to protect us, and that the ability to mitigate all the areas that we discussed here are really challenging and may not even be fully mitigated. So this carries a certain amount of risk. But I don't want to put words in your mouth, Andy, so go for it.
My recommendation is always going to be the recommendation that keeps the town with the least amount of risk. And that recommendation is going to be that, the safest thing for the town is to utilize the signboard as it was intended when it was initially purchased, which was to communicate to the community things in the nature of services and powers that the town of Discovery Bay possesses. Mm-hmm. Now, this doesn't prevent any of the individual board members, so any of you from communicating with a large group as to, passing this information along, because as an elected official within the community, you do carry some form of credibility with the community. But as far as the town of Discovery Bay is concerned, the town of Discovery Bay can spend its money in certain ways, and those certain ways really kind of have to relate back to what the people in the town of Discovery Bay paid for them to do.
And Andy, just to give you some where I was coming from this, and Michael, I don't know what your experience was, is just being approached by people from a few of the schools saying they didn't feel, and this is going to sound harsher than what it really is, but they didn't feel that the town was supporting the local schools because not letting them use the board, which, helps them get people to their events and performances. So that's where this all started. What was your, Michael?
I completely understand the frustration of the schools. And the schools themselves are limited to a certain degree. It'd be the equivalent of the town of Discovery Bay coming to the school and asking the school to disseminate to the students, information related to their parents' water bill. The school is not really, they're not really in a position to do the work of the town of Discovery Bay. The town of Discovery Bay, however, we do have parks and recreation, and we do have a community center, and there's probably some way that, these people can come to the community center and, have a presentation to people and a way to get there some newspapers within the community that are, have the ability to get the information out. It's from the town's perspective, that signboard allowing, once we allow more and more parties in there, it just makes it more difficult for staff to kind of discern what's right and what's wrong, and then also with that discernment comes risk. So these are things that we're thinking about, and as the policymakers, you guys have the final say as to what exactly it is. It's my job to tell you the legal, and that's what I'm trying to do.
Thank you. So at this point, we should probably just...
I think this gets tabled.
Yeah, tabled, and then we would like to keep it in mind for the future, and if any way it does become possible for us to do that, then we...
I think Andy has a clearer understanding of, you know, what the intention is. So I'm going to assume, Andy, you're going to continue to think about this, and I'm going to continue to think about this. And if we can, you know, if we get that 2 o'clock in the morning light bulb like we so often do, we'll bring it back.
I think that sounds good.
Agreeable?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with that, and as long as it's... And I invite the members, if you have any of those ideas pop into your head and you want to reach out to my, I know myself, I hate to open mic up, just 2 a.m. phone calls. I probably won't answer at 2 a.m., but I'll call you back.
Okay.
How about we'll jot it down and find a reasonable hour.
Yeah, call you at 2:30, don't worry about it. Is there any public comment? Not being any public comment, we will go on to the next discussion item regarding the Iowa Water Campaign.
Good afternoon. So this is something that we kind of thought of. So Iowa Water is a service that we use internally and that we also rolled out to the residents. It's a service where they can go on, see their water bill, see their water usage, and they can set up text alerts for any type of leaks or anything like that. Currently, right now, we have about 700 plus users. Over the years, we've tried to roll it out. We've discussed it every time somebody calls in, sign up for it. But it's just not a massive thing that everybody's running to sign up for. So I picked 2 staff members, and I kind of just brainstormed with them a little bit about how to roll this out. How do we get more people to sign up? And so I offered them if they could get another 350 people, so if we can get 1,000 people signed up on this by the end of the year, then, you know, that would be great. So I picked Terry, who actually is our customer service representative. She has her thumb and pulse on the community. And then I asked Mr. Davies, or General Manager Davies, if I can borrow his executive admin. So between the three of us, we're going to see what we can come up with to do a campaign to push Ion Water out to the public. So we're in the beginning stages now, and so in a couple weeks, they're going to come back to me with some ideas, and then we'll kind of vet those out and start the campaign.
It's a fabulous tool, and if people aren't signed up on it, they absolutely should.
Well, what's in it for staff?
What is in it for staff is that people can look at their own water leaks. I told them I would give them kind of an ice cream cake party, or maybe if they want to go into a little. I know. I'm going to go on some new cakes.
I'll support you in that venture.
So it is a fabulous tool. It really would give the residents the ability to see their water usage, to understand it, and maybe alleviate some of those calls we get, which happens every June when the sprinklers come back on and come flying on because it's so hot. You know, it's an anomaly, they think, every year because they go from 7 units of water up to 25 units of water, sometimes 30 or 40. So this will give them an idea of, what their water usage is over the course of the year, for themselves to look at.
Excellent.
So it's kind of a good benefit.
Great idea.
Yeah,
I have a quick question.
Sure.
Do you know, so I know that it has all the monitoring. I am signed up, by the way.
Okay.
Because you guys mentioned it.
Yeah.
So I know that it does the monitoring. It can do an alert if it detects what it considers a leak. Mm-hmm. Does it have the ability to tie in to do automatic shutoffs?
No.
Okay.
It does not.
The reason why I was asking is because it just so happens that there's a device that I do a lot of home automation, so I'm on all these lists, and a device just got marketed to me that costs over $1,000 that does exactly what Ion Water does, and the only other option will shut off if it detects a leak.
Okay.
However, that could be something that you guys could use in your...
Okay.
The devices that do this monitoring mm-hmm. are extremely expensive, and it's a free program.
Okay.
We are looking, just because you mentioned it in this, is we are looking at new water meters. Briefly.
Sure. Okay, so we're going to be bringing this up, actually, the Water Wastewater Committee. It's not necessarily new water meters, it's the reader. So they came out with a new reader, and so because we are such a long-time customer, they're pitching this new reader to us with a 20-year warranty. And it's a 20-year solid warranty. It is not a depreciating warranty on the product. And so we just got the pitch, so we are going to be looking at that. It has a lot more analytics in it. And so that's something we'll probably be bringing back to the whole board with documentation and information.
Is there a cost involved?
Yes, there is. Absolutely.
Which we passed on to?
So what happens is there's an account charge. Every water bill gets an account charge, and that's put on their tax roll. Mm-hmm. And that charge helps with the infrastructure, replacements of meters, replacements of product. So they're actually, the reader right now, the cost for this new reader is about $300-something. They're offering it to us at like $59 per reader for a 20-year solid warranty.
Oh, that's
yeah, so right now, we purchased our first readers in 2015 with a 10-year warranty, but it was a depreciating warranty. And the reader at the time was $200-something. We purchased them for about $80, and then they kind of went up over time. But we are not sending them back with a warranty, with an $80 warranty. We're having to pay that $200-something. So it's a depreciating warranty. This would be straight 20 years solid warranty. This is a really incredible product. So
okay.
Very
cool.
I know. So we're excited
to bring that. Yeah, so excited about water. Yeah.
This was our bread and butter.
Oh, it is.
Now I'm just like, yeah,
it is. You know, I mean, we even, when we purchased our water meters to do this water meter project, I mean, it was very interesting. What we did was we grabbed a bunch of different meters from different vendors, and we asked them to send us one or two each, and we put them in different locations around town to test them out. We got on different message boards. It was a really exciting project, so.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
As soon as you said additional analytics, I was in.
Yeah. I think you'll like it. You know, I'm not sure if this has a shut off, but I will.
Be something interesting to ask.
It has some Bluetooth capabilities.
It does have some Bluetooth capabilities. Yeah. Wow. It does. And so I know they're leaning towards getting everything more automatic or automated so that we can do that, because right now we send our guys up, we shut them off, we put a lock on. That's how we do it. So.
Very cool.
Okay.
Thanks for sharing.
So that'll be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Any other questions? Nope.
All right.
Thank you.
Any public comment? We have no public comment. We will go on to discussion item number 4, the Like Us on Facebook campaign.
Good afternoon. So yes, Like Us on Facebook campaign. So in an effort to expand our reach and communicate more effectively with the residents, we're excited to let you know that we've started several different avenues in Like Us on Facebook. So we've added the icon and or wording to our letterhead at the bottom of our email signature page. It's going on the bottom of the water bill. We've got some advertising space down there on the website. In our activities guide, if you haven't noticed, it looks amazing on our electronic message board.
It looks amazing.
It does. And on our outgoing messages at the community center and kind of at the end of our greeting, you know, we mentioned to Like Us on Facebook. We are looking into seeing if we can do e-blast notifications for those that are signed up for that, but Digital Deployment's still working on that, so that's to come, hopefully. We've also increased our posting on Facebook, so we've got all of the board of directors meetings and committee meetings posted, park hours, classes that are currently available online, any pool updates with pictures, kind of been taking pictures and putting those up. Anytime there's something significant for us to share, not every little thing, I don't want to kind of overwhelm everybody. I put up there a video when the pickleball courts opened and some really nice pictures of that. So that's what we've started recently, but open to any other suggestions you might have that we haven't thought of.
We're going to put it on the opening of the packet.
Excellent.
That's good too.
That's great. I mean,
it's something that just as a future item that possibly would be able to be done on when we get the video conferencing equipment in, potentially have it somewhere. In the design of the meeting, like if it's something that can be added as a pre-meeting scroller or just something, mm-hmm. That might be something interesting.
And then the, you know, and I'm sure everything I'm sure you have planned as far as when we are able to start rolling out the new classes and everything, you'll have those on. And a lot of the questions that I get now are what's going on with the pool? What's going on with the pool? Yeah. And so your updates on that are great. Yeah.
And we do have on there, I have on there, some of our, like our driver's ed class is virtual, mm-hmm. so I've got a thing for that posted. I had Kids Love Soccer up there. I'm going to have to remove that. Unfortunately, Kids Love Soccer is not doing so well. Even their virtual classes with everybody, they're not doing in the future right now. So they're kind of going through some pains, unfortunately, because of COVID. But anything we can offer, you know, that's virtual, I have up there right now.
When we get to the point that we have a good, solid date for when we think the pool is going to open, could we start doing a countdown?
Yeah.
Countdown until pool opens.
Problem with that, and that is, it's not a no, it's a we'll see, because we don't want to say pool's now completed or open. We have to time it with actually the lifeguards and all of that stuff.
So once you get a firm date on that, though, it's something that can be done.
Yeah, start
right
start
when we know
countdown.
We're going to be open.
And then you can always have a little disclaimer, you know, subject to, you know, creek doesn't rise, you know, kind of thing. So, but I think that would be good. What other thoughts do you have?
Did you happen to capture where we were before you started the campaign versus where we are now as far as likes and follows?
I can look back through my notes. I don't have. I've noticed it's interesting. It goes
it does,
through,
yeah.
I'm trying to figure out. For example, the pool pictures I put up have something like 900 views, but then some of the meetings might have 32. Mm-hmm. So I don't know how people are seeing it. Maybe it's just as they're scrolling through.
It has to do with clicks and interactions. There's a very detailed, I'm assuming this is a business page.
Yes.
There's a very detailed analytics.
I've looked at it.
Yeah, and then you can look and see clicks versus, you know, interactions, mm-hmm. comments, likes, things like that. But you won't ever see if somebody's just scrolling. Like, I won't show up in your metric because I was scrolling through. I saw the pictures, mm-hmm. and three of the pictures were good enough for me. I didn't click
gotcha.
In to go to the next six,
yeah.
you know, or however many you put up there.
Yeah.
So that, but it gives you kind of a general idea. You'll see the, here's where we started the campaign. Here's where we are today to show your success. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's, I think it's awesome.
Thank you. Yeah, I will do that. I'll take a screenshot of it, take
yeah,
some stats
good.
Down.
And you'll see, you could go absolutely neurotic with it, just watching it up and down all
sure.
the time. Not that I do that on any other pages, but
yeah, you do.
I do. But yeah, it's really just, it's just more of a, hey, how are we doing?
Yeah.
And then you can see what works well, what doesn't work well, and try to tailor your content for them. But no, it's, I think you're doing a great job. I love it.
For sure. Thank you very yeah. much.
Very excited.
It's a good way to get information out to the people in our age bracket. Kids don't look at Facebook.
I know. Once,
but it's great for our age bracket. And, you know, we're the consumers right now, so.
Perfect.
It's perfect.
Thank you. Yeah.
Any public comment? With no public comment, we'll go on to future discussion agenda items. Do you have anything you'd like to have on the future agenda?
You know, I did not come today with anything pressing. So, of course, anything comes up, then we can.
I have a few items, but I think some of these, I wrote this out a week or so ago, and things change quickly. We talked about, I think this was a wait until June, a template for posting updates on projects to put on Facebook and such. Coming up with a template so when people see it, they know it's the town, they know it's the... But I think that was, Mike, you had asked that we wait till June to...
You're talking about a template that
so,
is on our Facebook?
We can put it on Facebook. Some people can also grab it and put it on Nextdoor that just says, you know, here's the update for this, what happened at the last meeting.
There's an issue with that. I'll put it on here and we'll discuss. There's kind of a major issue with that.
Okay.
And
is there a job description for the June position?
My position?
No.
That's in progress right now.
Okay. Well, my list. Well, I guess we can put that as a future agenda item. Mm-hmm. And then that is all I have right now.
That'll be something to definitely research, because there's a lot of weirdness with Facebook and job postings. So, just FYI.
Okay.
Put a star next to that so you make sure you remember to look at that real hard.
All right. Any public comment? Well, with that, we will adjourn the meeting at 4:11.